Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressed deep sympathy Tuesday night for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country, a marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has dismissed the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention, the First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million more, with both of those figures the highest for any country across the globe. But President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his reelection chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden, with him dismissing its danger early in the year and saying it would soon disappear. Trump has touted unproven remedies, promised the vaccine as a preventative measure, and sooner, saying that experts will say to be the case for the vaccine, months refusing to wear a mask in public and saying he did not see it for himself. Other speakers voicing support for the president included Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was prompted a controversy by speaking to the Republican convention on Trump's behalf from Israel while on his diplomatic mission to the Jewish state. Typically, the U.S. diplomat has not played a role in U.S. elections and has been viewed as apolitical, representing the U.S. in overseas relations rather than the political party of the president who appointed him or her. A handful of Democrats have criticized Pompeo for breaking the tradition of staying out of the presidential race. For more news, join us at VOA News.